It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio.
Right, y'all heard it first here, Brown Sugar Radio. I know y'all ready for this show. It's been a minute since we have had a open forum topic. Usually I have guests live on the air, and tonight I just want to let you all know that this story has touched me in ways beyond measure. I mean, when I say I'm very passionate about this story, this is almost like the Oscar Grant story, how I was furious with the outcome. And so what I did was I pulled some of my heavy hitters. Y'all know who I used to co-host with back in the day. I got PB in the house. What's going on, PB? And then we're waiting on sound. PB, can you hear me? Hold on 1 second, you guys. I've been having some problems with my switchboard here. All right. Can you hear me, PB? And then we're also going to wait on Sound Off. Many of you know him. He has his own show, Sound Off Now. Y'all give me 1 second here because we've got to get the switchboard going. But you know what? This show is so important that I was like, you know what? I don't care what happens. We got to make it do what it do. I think, PB, make sure you don't have your mute button on because we can't hear you. All right, just 1 second, you guys. Hold on a minute. I see him there on the switchboard. Had some problems calling in myself. And so there we go. PB, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
There we go. All right, we got you, PB.
Hey.
the devil already busy. Don't want us to talk about it.
Devil already busy.
Already busy.
Been busy.
For real. I'm like, man, I had a hard time calling in myself today. I'm like, you know what? They've already ate up about 4 or 5 minutes of the show. Are you serious?
Right.
So it's all good. And then Sound, I don't know, he's probably trying to call into the switchboard, been acting up all night. But like I said, we're still going to do this show. I'm going to go ahead and open up the chat also. Those of you who are new to the show, certainly you can create a user ID. It is free. And you can join and follow us here on Blog Talk as well as Facebook at Brown Sugar Radio. That's S-U-G-A. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram. And so this show, as I mentioned, it is on what really happened to Sandra Bland. And many of you know the story. I'm going to kind of run through it a little bit while we're waiting on Sound to join us. Like I said, we've been having problems with the switchboard all night, but it's all good. Sandra Bland got pulled over for a minor traffic ticket. And she, when the officer asked her what happened, she explained that she was just basically getting out the way. She didn't realize he was pulling her over because she failed to signal. The officer gave her a ticket. Then when he asked her to put out her cigarette, the situation escalated, and that's when he pulled out his taser and said, I'm going to light you up if you don't get out this car. Now, mind you, she does have the right to smoke in her vehicle. That is private property. The million-dollar question is, why did the officer tell her to put out her cigarette? You're allowed to smoke in your vehicle. I don't smoke personally myself, but for those who do, that was not a violation of the law, okay? So, nevertheless, she gets booked into jail. 3 days later, she mysteriously is dead, and they are saying that it was suicide. Now, there's a lot in between that story. I'm just trying to get to the meat and potatoes of the story. Her family's very upset. want to let you know that she originally came from Chicago, and you know, she would move to Texas for a new job opportunity. And now the interesting thing about this story, that does not sound like someone suicidal. Okay, that just to me, it doesn't make sense. If you're moving to a new state to start a new life, you're excited about a new job, honestly, would you kill yourself because you're in jail for a couple of days? It doesn't make sense to me. So the family did order an investigation, and now the DA's office, which is really good in the family's favor, they are actually investigating it as a murder, not a suicide, okay? So, of course, it gets thicker than that. But just wanted to kind of just put it out there, what's going on for those of you who may not know the story, wanted to kind of just catch you up. And so, PB, you actually are out there in Texas. Now, not where she's at. You're in a different part of Texas. But
correct.
Right. Tell us, okay, in regards to, and thank you for joining me tonight.
Sure, no problem.
You know, I'm
happy to be back.
Right, when it's a juicy topic. And then definitely before we even get into this, I want to shout out to Minister Leonard Tatum. I really miss him tonight. He also was a guest co-host, bless his heart. Many of you don't know this. He passed away, and he's no longer with us. So I wanted to make sure that I shouted him out, though, in remembrance, because I know he will be on this show tonight. What were your thoughts, you know, when you first found out the news? Now, for all the Brown Sugar Radio listeners, TB heard the news first because he's actually there in the state of Texas, and the story, I'm sure many did not think, would blow up to this magnitude. All right?
Absolutely.
Fill us in
Absolutely.
On where were you at, and what's the vibe like in Texas, all that. Let us know what's happening.
Well, you know, I was actually at home, and I was actually watching the news, and I first seen the report on the news, and, you know, I'm like, wait a minute, like, what? You know, like, it just didn't add up, like, how they were saying that she was arrested on Friday, then you have here come Monday, the same day that she's allegedly supposed to be starting a new job, they talking about that she's dead from an apparent suicide. You know, like, I didn't understand.
Crazy.
Like,
let me ask
you know, I was living.
Was the story, okay, so before she died, was the story this vocal, like, was it this loud in Texas as far as in the attention the story was getting, or it didn't happen until after she died?
The story didn't blow up, like, it didn't get as big until after she passed, but, like, around maybe, like, that Saturday, that's when the video first came out. Like, and the video that I'm talking about was the video that the guy was actually taping when she was saying that he was banging her head, like, do you not care about... Like, I can't hear, like, he's banging her head on the ground, and then, like, the cop telling the guy to get out, like, you need to get out of here. That's the part that came out. Like, at that point in time, we didn't even know, like, I don't think she was dead at that point in time, but we didn't even know that, like, come Monday, she was going to be dead.
Oh,
like,
so
we
the
just,
story was already, I was thinking it didn't blow
video,
up until after she died.
No, that video
okay,
was
but,
released.
But y'all heard
it was
about
on local news.
About
yes, it was on local news. That video was on local news.
Okay, before she died. So then after
Correct.
She died, the story got bigger.
That's when the story really, like, blew up.
Wow. Okay. All right, so go ahead. All right, so then your thoughts and everything that's been going on there in Texas.
Well, you know, it's just ridiculous. To be honest, it's just very ridiculous that they want us to believe that it was a suicide. Like, it's... Like, a person that relocated from Chicago or Illinois back to Texas, received a job offer, finna start a new job, basically finna start your career. I just don't think that's a person that would commit suicide. Like, that's not, like, a person that, like, she's even, like, an activist. She has videos where she's talked about police brutality, how Black Lives Matter, and all of this stuff. So you want us to believe that this person committed suicide. I just don't believe it. I think it's a load of crap.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yep. That's what I'm saying, especially with her being an activist for Black Lives Matter. Now, I was doing some research in regards to some of the laws there in Texas, and basically, from the time that he pulled her over, for the minor traffic violation. He was in the right to give her a ticket for that, okay? But when he asked her to put out her cigarette and she chose not to, him escalating it, him being the professional, okay? You are, you know, a trained professional. I totally felt he was unprofessional. I also felt that he actually escalated it instead of de-escalating it. And one thing, as a police officer, they are trained to de-escalate minor situations like that. You know, people are going to get angry. People are going to talk. Then for him to pull the taser out on her and say, I'm going to light you up, I felt was totally disrespectful.
Very much so. Very much so.
So, you know, my whole thing, I'm like, okay, you're taking it to a whole new level because your ego got hurt. You know what I mean? So now you're sitting here ego tripping. And I just felt like it was wrong, you know, altogether it was wrong. And, you know, I don't understand why something so minute ended up getting blown up. I'm sure there's people that spit in cops' face that do something way, 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 way worse than what she did. And she was basically asking him, why do I need to put my cigarette out? You're not asking me to do anything that's unlawful. You know, you're not asking me to stop anything, I should say. That's unlawful. So
absolutely. She wasn't being detained. If
exactly.
She wasn't under arrest, if he wasn't detaining her, I don't understand what was the purpose of her getting out of the car. He never once said, you're under arrest, you're being detained. He never once said that. He just said, get out of the car. Why was she being asked to get out of her vehicle if she's not being detained? And so now that we have a person that's now passed away, that's dead, and let's just take this off the table. Let's say she did commit suicide, which I don't believe, but let's just say that is the case. Why was she arrested in the first place? Why was she even in police custody?
Exactly.
That's just like if I'm in a car with you and you rob a bank, they're going to take me down because I'm in the vehicle with you. So now you mean to tell me that this lady is dead when she was arrested, when she shouldn't even been arrested, and so now nobody's responsible? It's just a suicide and we just drop this. We just move on. No, it don't make sense.
That's a mess. See, it don't make sense, does it?
It don't make sense. Somebody's responsible. Regardless,
exactly.
If she did commit suicide, somebody's still responsible because she shouldn't have been arrested in the first place.
Then we have some pictures that were circulating about, you know, when she took the photo, was she still alive? Now, they did release some video because with all the slack that has taken place, they were accused that she was actually dead prior to her mugshot. They were also saying, why was it that she was in a different jumpsuit? Just a lot of speculation, a lot of things going on. They said her paperwork that she signs when you enter jail was altered. You know, they said why in some instances, some of the questions when it says, are you suicidal? She says no. And the other one, she says, yes, I was suicidal when I lost my baby 18 months ago. She's like, it's just not adding up, you know. So it's just very interesting to see that with everything that's going on, you know, that all of these people that are involved with this tragedy, you know, it seems like it's a cover-up, with the exception to now, even with, okay, the jail cell, why would she need a trash can that big? You know what I mean? Why they take all of your clothes, they take everything that you have, what do you need to throw away that large? And then it doesn't make sense. The family was saying she hung herself from it doesn't make sense that she would hang herself from a garbage bag. Why would the bag, to me, I don't think it would be that strong enough to hold her or long enough, furthermore. You know, I can't visualize it. I really can't. I don't understand why that happened. But the thing that really runs, that makes me the most curious, you had shared with me some information about the person who actually did her first autopsy. Share that with my listeners tonight, because that was very disturbing.
Correct. Now, from what I was reading something that was saying that the person that basically that was in charge of doing the autopsy was, like, married to, like, the district attorney or something like that. Now, I don't know how true that is, but, I mean, in that county, like, it wouldn't surprise me. Like, when you have a little small county, like that, it wouldn't surprise me. Like, it's like kind of like everybody know everybody. So, like, when you have stuff like that going on, it's not hard to cover things up. And, I mean, that's truly what I believe something is being omitted. We're skipping some, and it's like they're releasing stuff. They're releasing information piece by piece. And allegations are constantly being made. That's when they decide they want to release more information.
And see, that's exactly what I'm talking about. It just doesn't make sense. You know, the entire thing, it just really doesn't make sense. And then when you're sitting there, okay, now, I thought, too, it was very sad how, now, I noticed from the beginning of the video when he pulled her out, he knew he was recording this because he knows they have dash cams. To me, I felt if the officer knew that he was in the right, first of all, he wouldn't have lied. He lied in his report and said that she kicked him and scratched him. From the video, we never seen anything like that. She complied when he asked her to put the cell phone on the back of her trunk. You know, even though she was frustrated because she just wanted to know, like any normal American citizen would want to know, why are you arresting me? Why do I need to get out of my car? You know? So then he throws her to the ground and she tells him that she has epilepsy, and he doesn't even care. He continues to put, as a matter of fact, she even says, you have your knee in my back. I can't wait to go to court. What was all that unnecessary roughness for? You know?
That's what makes it hard for me to believe that she would commit suicide. When a person is telling you all of this information, she even thanked the guy that was recording for recording this. So you want me to believe that she committed suicide after she basically knows she got a case against y'all. She's going to commit suicide. You want us to believe that? I don't.
See what I'm saying?
I don't. No.
Exactly. So, you know, what I'm looking at is, okay, so it's a couple of different things. First of all, she's a fighter, okay, because you can tell from her personality, and she's very intelligent. The way she was questioning the officer when he told her to get out the car and put her cigarette out, she basically was saying, you have not read me my Miranda rights. So there's no reason that I should be arrested. There's no reason why. Now, for those of you who don't know about the Miranda rights, by law, every police officer has to read you those rights before they arrest you. And that is, anything you say can be used or held against you. You are under arrest, blah, 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 blah. That, if that ring a tune, those are your Miranda rights. So those were never read to her. Okay. Another thing, he had no reason pulling that taser out, because the only reason you pull a taser out is when excessive force or a threat has been used. She didn't threaten. That's why the whole time in the video, PB, she was sitting there telling him, oh, I know you feel good. Don't you feel good about yourself? You sitting here, you know, harassing a woman, really? Then he was like, well, you need to take everything off of you. And she says, I got a maxi dress on. What is this going to do to you? So what really happened? That is the million-dollar question. Everybody wants to know what transpired between July 10th and July 13th, okay? It just doesn't make sense. Now, as far as what you've heard, PB, there, do you, because I know basically this story is worldwide news at this point, okay? It's getting worldwide attention. And I said, I got to make sure that I put it out there and I help other people to learn from this, because definitely there was a lot of negligence, okay, with this case. Even how her mugshots didn't even look right. You know, they said most people get a front shot and a side shot. Didn't that side shot look distorted to you?
You know, there was a lot of controversy going on with that. And, like, I mean, with me being a photographer, went to school for graphic design, all of that type of stuff, I never once, like, believed that, like, the pictures that were circulating when they kind of had it where her eyes was kind of rolling at the top of her head, I never once believed that those photos were true, that she was dead and the photos was edited. Now, just from looking at the photos, what I do see, it looked like she probably had been crying, and there was a tussle. Like, you can tell that, like, her face did look a little puffy in the pictures. And, I mean, that probably just came from, like, she was laying on the ground. Like she was saying, he was banging her head into the ground. So I'm pretty sure her face, like her one side of her face did look a little bit more pussy than the other side. But I don't necessarily think she was dead in those pictures. I don't think no pictures were edited or doctored or anything like that.
Right, and that's what I was looking at, too. I said, those particular pictures, I don't really know. You know what I mean? It could be a lot of different things. She was crying. She was upset. But what about the footage of the video with the car just disappearing? And they trying to say, you know,
oh,
and they show
God.
The same tow truck man coming out the car three times.
It's a glitch.
It just, yeah, it don't seem right. What do you feel? How do you feel about that?
You know, I mean, when I first seen that, I was like, what? Like, how does a whole car just disappear and then it just like, the car is going forward. The car drive off and then, like, it just disappears. Then you mean tell me the car just come back. Like, it bags back up. And then, like, it just drive again. I'm like, no. A car will disappear going forward, then it come back into, like, no. Like, do you think we're idiots? Like, come on. And then to even go back to the point that you were stressing earlier about with the whole court, with her paperwork, where they were saying that she did admit to them that she was suicidal, which I did read a report online where they were saying that her paperwork, she did tell them that she was suicidal and she did suffer from depression. But that was like a while ago, like when she lost her baby, when she had a miscarriage. But the thing is, with the court, I mean, with the jails, when a person tells you that type of information, you're supposed to give them like a, like they're supposed to be like on suicidal watch. Like they supposed, it's like they're supposed to get more visits. Like you're supposed to come by and check on them like every 30 minutes or something. You're supposed to make sure that while they're in your custody, that person cannot harm themselves. So if a person told you that, why would you put them in a cell? They're just in so much violation because they're supposed to go by and check on your inmates every hour. They talking about a whole 90 minutes had went by before they realized that she was dead. That's a whole hour, you know. Like, just a whole hour in like 30 minutes. So you mean to tell me you just lock people up and just throw them, like, you just don't even go check on them?
Okay, see what I'm saying? They were also saying, why does she have a cell by herself? You know, now that probably could have been with the arrest traffic. Maybe it was like that day. Who knows? But it's just unbelievably sad, you know. And so we're trying to, you know, just get that together and just figure out what is going on. Now, I do see a caller here. I don't know if this is a caller just to listen or to vocalize their opinion or if this is my other co-host trying to get in. Some people have wrote me and said they're trying to call and the lines are busy. We are truly sorry. I don't know what's going on tonight, but obviously, the devil don't want us to talk about this, but we're putting it out there. I have a caller from the 310 area. 310, thank you for calling Brown Sugar Radio. Are you calling to listen, or are you calling to state an opinion? Hello? Caller, 310 area code?
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much.
All right,
I'm going to put you back on mute. So we've had, they're writing me, and they're telling me that the lines are busy, they can't get in. I knew I couldn't hear you the first few minutes. I am truly sorry, but definitely we will play the archive segment for those of you who can't actually call in to the switchboards tonight. I see another caller here. Hold on a minute. They got a 480, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Hello, 480? We calling to listen. All right, so, okay, with everything that's taking place, you know, it's just really sad because I don't really understand why this officer had to use so much, you know. Basically, he had a badge. He let it get to his head. His ego was struck. And, you know, it's just another sad case that resulted in a very sad outcome. Can you tell me? Now they started, they started the Sandy Speaks, and it's loud. They got the T-shirts. They've really been, you know, advocating on her behalf. Her family is hitting them with a silver suit. On top of the DA's office now is investigating for murder. This is not getting any better. How do you feel the outcome? Will justice be served?
You know, to be honest, with that county, and just like with the whole justice system, I'm gonna say it this way. Of course, we all would hope justice will be served, but we have witnessed so many cases where it hasn't been served. So it's just like, when is enough enough? That's just like with the whole, with this whole situation. What I couldn't understand is now that more information has been released, we see how excessive he was with her with force in the video. At the same time, they don't even, the officer or the state trooper, they don't even put him like on leave. They put him on administrative duty. Like, why is he even still at work? Like, why this is being investigated? Like, but then you got to look at this. You got to look at this situation right here with the whole Bill Cosby scandal. And that's another show. We're not even going to get too deep off of this. But with the Bill Cosby scandal, one, two people came out. Everybody, all networks and everything, they just disbanded. They didn't want no connection, cut all ties with Bill Cosby. But yet this guy, we're going to let him stay at work, and we got video evidence. We got video evidence of him being excessive with this girl, with force. So, like, why is he still at work? Like, why is he not on leave? So, like, I mean, we would hope for justice to be served, but I don't necessarily think they're going to eventually bring it to a grand jury. Do I think it's going to go anywhere past that? Probably not. And that's the part that sucks. And like I was talking to a friend earlier, we were talking about this whole thing. That's the part that really sucks, is that the injustice of this. It's like the justice system don't even care enough. Like the justice system don't even care enough to even try to do anything about it.
Exactly. And see, this is the problem that we're having, is that, you know, at the end of the day, it's just another life that died in vain. 28 years old, had a whole future ahead of her. To me, she was too strong. The way that she was intellectually speaking on her behalf for her defense, I'm going to get my attorney. You have no right to arrest me. All I'm going to do is identify who I am to you and let us know that she has some sense and she knew what she was talking about. Okay? Because he was not allowed to pull her out of that car. Nothing warranted him to pull her out of the car. There was no reason for that. To me, it was just excessive force and ego tripping. Okay? Right, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, the other part, too, that's just making it so sad is that we have witnessed this. Like, we have been talked about how this stuff has happened in the black community for so long. And, you know, it's no telling. Like, I just really feel bad because this has happened to us for so long, but now it's just like it's just now getting like popular in the media because now we have this technology where everything is being recorded. Just think about how many people have been locked up. Think about how many people have been killed.
Mm-hmm.
And like these people probably have been innocent, probably done nothing. We don't even know. Because there was no video there. So it's unfortunate that she lost her life. But, you know, in a way, it's kind of good because this is being brought to the forefront, which needs to happen.
Because if it wasn't a death, it wouldn't have gotten as big as
Absolutely not.
You live in. You're bigger in death than you in. Same thing happened with Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Everything, you're bigger. Whitney Houston, it's like they get bigger with death. And so it's just,
if she was just arrested and bailed out of jail, we wouldn't even, like, the video dash cam, none of that stuff would have been released.
And then it took the state forever to even produce that.
The state would have just settled. It happened too many times. That's just like with the whole Eric Garner situation. The state of New York settled with his family or tried to settle with his family.
Right.
This stuff happens too much.
Too much. Yep. You're right. And it's just really sad. So what have you heard? What's the latest as far as, you know, what you've been hearing and what's been going on there in Texas? You know, are there special, you know, groups being formed out there other than the Sandy Speaks, and what is her family's doing?
The latest thing that I've basically read about the case is that, like, you know, of course our family is, they're going ahead and trying to pursue their civil case. and of course, you know, the jail and the state, they're basically trying to bring in independent people to do a follow-up investigation just to try to make sure that they did everything they needed to do. But the biggest thing I've just been waiting on, because they said that the FBI was investigating this too. I've heard nothing about the reports from the FBI. That's what I was pretty much waiting on, because, like, with at that county and state level, like, no, I'm not believing any of that. Like, it's too connected. It's too like, when you have stuff like that going on, you need somebody that's an outsider to come in and investigate this, because, like, it just don't make sense. It's not adding up.
Well,
and
then
I don't know how
too, with the autopsy, she was related to, what was the wife
yes.
of whom? What was
yeah,
the
they were saying she was married to. They were saying she was married to the district attorney, the lady that performed the autopsy was married to the district attorney.
Well, the
so
killer
that
part.
Is true,
when they say this is the killer part for me, when she says the reason why she ruled it was because there was no struggle. Now, come on, people that are police officers or that are in crime scenes or that deal with investigations, they're smart. They know not to leave no fingerprints, no struggle, nothing of that magnitude, because they do this every day. My opinion, if it was murder, they gave her something, you know what I mean, like a drug or something, but then it has to be something that absorbs fast or that won't show up. For instance, I was looking at oxygen, okay, and I look at this show only because I need to know what not to do and what time to look for, you know what I'm saying? What's the name of that show with the crazy women? Snap. There you go. A lady was secretly killing her husband for months, and he didn't even know it, by pouring antifreeze in his drink. And the thing with antifreeze is that you can't smell it. So it was really crazy how they found it in the investigation, was not in his system, but they found it in like either jars in her house. I can't remember, but it was really bizarre how they found it. It was like some clue that tipped it, but they had no idea this woman was feeding her husband antifreeze. You know what I'm saying? So it's something. It's got to be something they did that either they gave her something, you know what I mean, it's a silencer, or you're right, you have a homie do the autopsy so that they'll cover for you, you know? Somebody in the family, let's get somebody who we know will give us the report we want. So the family's ordering a secondary autopsy with a different, you know, person, because this isn't right.
Yeah, it's not right. And like I said, at the end of the day, like, it's just unfortunate. And, like, I just really feel sorry for, like, our generation that's coming up after us, because, like, it's like a lot of people that's not even aware of what's going on. Like, they're so consumed with what's going on in hip-hop and all of this stuff, but you have stuff like this happening and people not aware, people not educated enough to know the law, know what they can and what they can't do. And so that's why I said it just don't sound right. Like, a person like Sandra Bland, like, no, that was not a person that was going to kill herself. So, like, I can't believe that. I don't care what an autopsy say. I don't care none of that. I'm not buying that.
Exactly. So at the end
I'm just
of the
not
day,
buying it.
Yeah, me either. You know, it's just, it doesn't make sense. You know, she was just too strong of an individual for that. So, okay, with everything that has taken place, those of you who are listening in the chat, the show is actually no longer playing live. Let me put a little note here. No, or listening via Facebook, you'll have to actually check out the archive, or you can call 646-716-8697 and listen live for the next 5 minutes of the show. Aaron, put the number in the chat. Okay, there we go. All right, so what next? You know, what next? What do we have to look forward to with this? For me, I can honestly say that it's just been so many countless lives that have been lost, and it seems like they just want to sweep it under the rug, you know? And you're right, everything from Oscar Grant, Trayvon Martin, you know, Mike Brown, just the various things that have happened, it's really sad because we often wonder if the tables were turned, would we have the same outcome? You know, if it was a black cop that did this to a white woman, would it be different? Now, not trying to pull the race card, but just at the end of the day, what would the outcome have been? You know, then we also wonder, now, wait a minute, too, I want to tell you, the black, there was, wasn't the lady that helped him, the partner, she was black, right? The female officer?
Yes.
She was. Do you know?
Yes, I think okay. They said she was.
Okay, I think so from the pictures, because an innocent bystander started recording, and this is how his story doesn't hold up when he says she was kicking and she scratched him, because someone started recording and the officer shooed him away. Now, there was nothing illegal about that, nothing. So that gentleman could have continued recording, because there's no law saying you can't record on public property. They were out in the open. And so if we hadn't had that video camera from the personal camera, we would have never seen that he had her head to the ground and that his knee was in her back. He could have lied and said, oh, that didn't happen. She was just exaggerating. Even though we verbally heard her saying it, we have actual video footage now of it happening. So, you know, it's just really sad, you know. At the end of the day, I think that, hold on a minute, I got a question here. You guys can direct, I got a question sent to me on Facebook. You can join us in the chat at brownsugarradio.com. Oh, you can't hear it. They're still saying the phone lines are busy. Yeah, that's probably why, okay, I got like two people trying to call in.
Now, I wonder, are they okay. trying on the 646-716-8697? Because I know in the post on Facebook, the last digit is 47 instead of 97.
Okay.
That might be an issue.
Ah, okay. All right, give me that number again.
646-716. And it should be 8697.
Oh, and I put 47.
Yes. Because I kept calling you. I was like, what? I'm like, what?
Okay, yep.
But, you know, like you just said, you were just naming out a list of names. Like, it's unfortunate, but another one that just happened a day or two ago, another one that's going to blow up in the media will be Sam Du Bois, a DuBois. Du Bois. But he was just recently murdered by a police officer. He got pulled over basically like a traffic stop as well, and another one that was murdered.
Oh, yeah,
like, it
I've
just,
seen
it,
this
it
story,
just
but that
happening.
Officer got $1 million bail and arrested.
And they said he was released on bail. He came up with the 10% to get him out. So they said
what?
He was released tonight on bond.
Oh, you're kidding me. But, see, even his was more, you know, devastated. Well, I guess because the officer actually killed him. They're trying to probably say he didn't actually kill her. She killed herself. But what led up to her killing herself? That's what we have to look at. If he hadn't put her in jail for no reason, you know, it was just ridiculous, the reason that he put her in there, she would still be alive today. And that's what we all need to look at.
Yep.
So,
somebody got to be held accountable, the way I'm looking at it. Somebody got to be held accountable. We can't just have a dead person and nobody, like, I wouldn't even feel right just calling the family, telling them, like, your child was in my care, and now your child is dead, it was suicide, and that's it. You just got to take that and believe that. No.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Well, we only got a couple of minutes remaining. I knew this would be a really, really hot topic and we would run out of time. As far as Sandra Bland, we RIP, you know, my heart goes out to the family. You know, I'm just deeply disturbed. If you look on my webpage, you'll actually see a memorial that they built with flowers and pictures, like a tribute they did for her. And I think it's beautiful. what they're doing. And so it's just sad that at the end of the day, this is what happened. But, you know, we just have to, you know, just learn from it and put the word out there. And I'm sure this is what she would have wanted to happen, because the first thing she did was grab her cell phone and started recording.
Absolutely. And it's just very disheartening, because this was like a person, like this just wasn't your average, you know, because like in some cases, you know, when some things happen to certain individuals, you can kind of be like, they was kind of doing something they didn't have no business doing.
Right.
In this situation right here, you have a college educated woman.
Right.
This woman.
Right.
This woman ain't do no wrong. Like, she didn't do any wrong.
No wrong, but try to get out the way. That's all she tried to do, was get out the way of the police officer that was telling her. You know, and it's just really sad, you know. I kind of felt like he was picking with her, too, when he said, well, is there a problem? Or you seem irritated. Who like getting a ticket? Tell me somebody who like getting a ticket, especially one for no reason.
That could have been over. He could have wrote her ticket and sent her on her way. The end. That whole put your cigarette out, like, what does that even have to do? Like, I'm on my property. Why do I have to put my cigarette out? And it's just unfortunate. I mean, I'm 28 years old. I mean, that could have been me. I could have been riding through Waller County. That could have been like, that could have been anybody. That's why it hit so, it hit home. Like, it's sad.
That's a trip. Well, I'm going to go ahead and leave it with this. You know, Sandra, from based upon what I read, it looks like she had a blog, you know, and she really did try to, you know, keep a positive mentality. I'm sure just like all women, she goes through her ups and downs in life. I hate that it came to this, especially with her only being 28 years old, but we're telling your story for you. Now, what really happened, we'll never truly know. At the end of the day, we can only speculate, but what I can say is that God knows what happened. And whatever's done in the dark will come to light. Justice will be served. If it's not here on earth, it will be done in heaven. And that's what I've always believed. You haven't got away with nothing, okay? The enemy think he running around here doing some things. And, sweetie, I'm here to tell you, you know, you reap what you sow. So, I mean, all we can continue to do is spread the word, put it out there like what we're doing. Honestly, do I believe that she committed suicide? No, I don't. It doesn't make sense. The woman was too strong for that. But do I believe that it's a cover-up, something's going on? Yes, I do. Unless they prove in court some other, you know, weird story that makes sense to me and my brain gets it, at this moment I have to say justice definitely needs to be served for the Bland family. So other than that, PB, I want to say thank you so much. We got to get ready to go here. The show's closing. I appreciate you coming on to co-host with me. Obviously, Sal must have had some problems trying to call in, because I have several people telling me that they cannot call in, even with the right number. I just wrote them right now. PB, they still can't get in. So I knew something was wrong, because even with you, we had some errors trying to hear you earlier and myself trying to call in. But it is what it is. We got the message out, and that's what's important. So, PB, thank
Absolutely.
You so much for coming on to Brown Sugar Radio.
Thank you for having me.
All right. All right, well, we'll do it again soon. I'm sure another big story will pop off, and we'll be talking about that one.
Absolutely.
All right. All right, PB. All right, so for those of you who just joined us, you're welcome to check out the archive segment of the show. We've had some technical difficulties tonight, but it's all good. Like I said, at the end of the day, Sandra still speaks, so her voice will be heard through the millions of Americans that are angry and that are very upset with the justice system. All right, well, thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. You make it a great night.